We live in a twilight world. Let's do a quick recording, yeah? So, a few days ago, it was the 10th of October, 10-10, aka Double Cross Day, aka World Mental Health Day. Or you could say World Mental Illness Day. You could also say every day is World Mental Illness Day here on Earth. The 10th of October, I mean, October shouldn't really be the 10th month. Yeah, oct means eight. And it was only, allegedly Julius Caesar and Augustus of Rome both inserted their own months into the calendars. And that's when we ended up with 12 months instead of 10. And all makes up part of our fake calendar matrixy reality, where one of the biggest illusions out there is time, and one of the biggest fuckeries out there is the TikTok time and the calendars that go along with it. Yeah, is it really 2024? They do that weird thing with the history timeline where they get to the Jesus Christ birth year and then the time starts going backwards. That's why, like, when I get, you know, my own country's history of Britain is really confusing, because the dates are going backwards, and it's like, wait, were the Vikings before or after the Romans? Were the Anglo-Saxons after the Romans but before the Vikings? But then the Vikings are also the Normans are French Vikings, and so on and so on. It's all kind of there deliberately, I think, to double cross your mind and double cross the past. And as we all know, you know, if you can, he who controls the past controls the future, and so on and so on. It scrambles reality and all that shit. But this year, we had on this, on the 10-10, we had Hurricane Milton, I think it was called. We'll get into that later on. Last year, we had Israel and allegedly Hamas were full steam ahead of their attack and allegedly running down the streets of Israel, shooting civilians and so on and so on. The trigger event where they were, you know, paragliding like a James Bond film into a peace festival, which was mainly made up of Israeli soldiers, pure theater, was on the 7th. And then the few days after, yeah, allegedly Hamas were shooting rockets into Israel. And terrorists were running down the streets, killing civilians, allegedly. The year before that was the Kiev bombings, which brought attention back onto the Ukraine war. So at this point, they'd moved well away from the fiction, the trigger event of the Battle of Kiev. But on the 10th of October, allegedly Putin shot some sort of ballistic missile into Kiev. And that obviously was world stage theater news, and had the whole world gazing at it. So yeah, man, let's get into this Hurricane Milton, and we'll apply the illusion warfare lens upon it. So the reason I put a question mark here is because obviously I don't fucking know. I'm not there. I was not there in Florida when this was going on, and I'm doing the most loser-ish thing you can do, is I'm talking about it when I wasn't even there, which you shouldn't really do, but, you know, fuck it, I'm going to give my, I can still apply the illusion warfare lens over this Hurricane Milton and point out a few things, yeah? I just, you know, most people should know this by now, but I'm not in this business of looking at the world and reality and putting something in real, in the real box, and putting something in a fake box. This whole it's either real or fake business is very kind of low-level thinking. To me, it's everything's illusion. It's, this whole reality is an illusion, and you will, over time, understand that. The Buddhists have been saying this for the longest time. The Gnostics have been saying this. Even these quantum mechanics, quantum physicist people are now saying it, with the whole observer effect and the wave function, and all this business about how the chair you're sitting on doesn't really exist and all this kind of shit. With me, I'm not even going that far as to say the chair you're sitting on doesn't exist. I'm saying the world we live in is influenced and manipulated by a hidden hand, and their greatest weapon is illusion. And that illusion is brought to life by people's belief and participation. So, you know, I'm not even going as far as the Buddhists, the Gnostics, the quantum physicists, etc., etc., who are saying that every single thing here, including ourselves, is an illusion. I'm not going that far. I'm just saying that the way this world is influenced and engineered is via illusion. And it has been for the longest time. It's the reaction of people, the attention of people, and the belief of the people that brings the illusion into reality. And don't get it twisted, yeah, the illusion is very real for those people that are in it. It's only when you step out of it, that's when you understand it was an illusion that was brought to life by your energy, attention, participation, and belief. So this is why I turn the comments off, because I'll get some idiot that hasn't really like been following my work or doesn't get what I'm saying, and they'll turn around and go, oh no, they'll say something like, Les, I like your content, but I have to disagree with you on this one. I think it was real. And it's like, I'm not saying it wasn't real. I'm just pointing out how illusion is used to engineer and manipulate our reality. So I'll get into that in this video, right? Because the ultimate question of illusion warfare and Hurricane Milton, like when it finally landed, it was a category 3. But whoever the they are at the top of the pyramid, sending their instructions down, made out it was a category 5. And it was going to be a category 5. And they were talking it was going to be the worst hurricane of the century. And they were implying that there was going to be death tolls in the thousands, that it was essentially just going to smash Florida to pieces. So the initial hurricane is real. Yes, weather is real. Rain is real. Floods are real. Hurricanes are real. And I'm not to like downplay what did happen. Sure, a lot of damage was done. I'm sure a lot of people's lives are in chaos right now. Windows were smashed through. Roofs have been ripped off. Apparently 12 people died. But yet again, you know, did they die of the hurricane? Or did they just die during the hurricane? And because ambulances and so on couldn't get to them, they died then. And they probably, if there wasn't a hurricane and there was the right emergency response in place, perhaps they would have lived another week or two. I don't know. One of the big things they do is they manipulate death. And did they die directly of the hurricane, or did they die during the hurricane and now put down as a hurricane death? Very similar to these war zones, very similar to the scamdemic, you know. The way they kind of allocate the death is very manipulative and very dishonest, and yet again, brings the illusion. So, yeah. So, adding that fourth and fifth category, obviously done a lot of damage to people spiritually, psychologically, and so on. And now people are obviously going to ask that, they always be like, why would they do this? Because they're going to capitalize on this, okay? Because although it wasn't a fourth and a fifth category hurricane in the end, all of the stuff that went into it implied that it was. Now people are going to have to pay that back with their taxes. It also reinstates the government's kind of it makes people believe that a government is needed, that a government is necessary. What they're doing is they're using these kind of natural events. I mean, they did this in Iceland, if you remember, with the volcano. They're responding, they're basically exaggerating what it is, responding to it, and it makes people believe that, yeah, like the government's a good thing. The government looks after us. The government cares for us. The government's got our back. The government's gonna save us when these, when these big events happen. And that's probably worked subconsciously for most people. They now think, well, actually, yeah, the government's a good thing. They're not even thinking like, wow, the government and the shady hidden hand behind the government used the power of illusion to make it look like it was going to be a Category 5 and fool all of us, they're not looking at that. They're sitting there thinking, wow, even though it was a Category 3, God bless the government. They went all the way and got ready in the case of being a Category 5. And they love us and they care about us. And maybe the idea of not having a government, actually, it's not a good idea, you know, because, you know, think how much they helped us and so on and so on. So once again, the government kind of reinforces the belief in people that they themselves, the government, are needed and that this world needs them and that we'd kind of be fucked without them and so on. It further props up this false reality that we're in. And yeah, so they've exploited a genuine hurricane for their own benefit and their own purpose. And just a quick aside, you know, the power of the Black Mirror, of course, the Black Mirror is the TV, the smartphone, the laptop, the PC. Yeah, the Black Mirror is all those things, okay? And a lot of our, most people base reality now on what they see via the Black Mirror. And the beauty of the Black Mirror is it can shine a spotlight on whatever it wants you to look at while it puts the others in darkness. Let's say, for example, the war in Ukraine, the Middle Eastern conflict that's going on right now with Israel, Lebanon, whatever, you know, whatever the other thing was. I don't know what the other thing was. US elections. Yeah. What they do is, while they turn the spotlight on Hurricane Milton and whatever, it puts the war in Ukraine and Israel, Lebanon in the dark. And while these are in the dark, that means the Kuroku, the black clad stagehands, can go around and rearrange the film set. You know, we're talking metaphorically here, yeah? They can do whatever they have, whatever the magician has to do to tinker around with this while the audience is looking on what they want you to look at, the spotlight, what they're spotlighting. Magicians on the stage use very clever lighting. And it's all about light and shadow is just as important as smoke and mirrors. Yeah, they have special lighting that only lights up what's within it. So if it's pointing on that, it wants you to look at that. That could be the beautiful stage magician's assistant, you know, with a little red dress on and her stunning looks that the audience is looking at, while in the background, yeah, the stagehands are moving shit around. Yeah, Hurricane Milton, everything else was in the dark. That gave them time to reset. It gave all the kind of the ghost legion running around in those areas time to have a little break and move on to the next stage and so on and so on. There are three sections to illusion warfare. The three eyes of illusion warfare. This is a new thing I'm playing around with because even myself, the guy who's coined the phrase illusion warfare, even I haven't fully kind of defined what that means. I mean, it's vague. It basically just means illusion being used as a weapon against you. But I like these for now, at this moment of time. I'm putting them into categories: inception, immersive, and in formation. Yeah, I'm saying in formation, not information. Of course, inception, yes, that is referring to the film. This is where they are putting the idea deep inside your subconscious. They're putting the idea into your mind. Now, this is usually first. This is not necessarily in order, but usually it's this order, if you get what I'm saying. So inception, putting the idea in your head before it actually happens. They're kind of preloading your mind to what you're going to experience and expect. A good example of this would be like the Scamdemic, right? Way before we got to the immersive and the information part, we had videos being drip-fed to us from China of people dropping in the streets and dying. Then we had what was going on in Italy, which was a lockdown. Yeah. And it's before it happened to anywhere else in the world, we had a visual idea put into our heads of what it was going to be like. So when it did finally come, people knew how it was going to be. You're preloading people's minds. And yeah, like I said, Inception's the film for that. Go and watch that film again if you need to jog your memories, man. Immersive, this is the funnest part. This is the part that I kind of focus on with my illusion warfare reports. This is the props, the set dressings, the costumes, the masks. This is putting in place all the things that will make the illusion seem real. So obviously, you know, if you want to believe people to believe there's a war going on, you're going to put tanks, armored vehicles, people in military uniforms walking around the place where it supposedly happens. You've already told people it's going to come, and you've already Inception warfare style put the idea in their heads via news, and also from when they were younger watching war films like Saving Private Ryan and whatever, Jarhead, you name it, endless Hollywood films showing you what it's like. Then the news will give you a more kind of a feel of what it's going to be like in the immediate event coming up. And then, yeah, the immersive. This is 4D theater. This is stuff you can touch and feel and smell and taste. Information, that's when you get everyone information playing out the fiction. They're now... these two have worked, the Inception's worked, the Immersive has worked. They're now playing the role. It's live action theatre, live action role play. You get the bulk of the masses to now play out the fiction. In the Scamdemic, you had people freely, of their own free will, locking themselves indoors, going to the shops once a week and queuing up outside in their masks and gloves, you know, 1.5 metres apart. Playing out as if there was a deadly virus pandemic reality happening. And this brought it to life. The immersive part of that was obviously having these empty fucking ambulances driving up and down the roads with their lights flashing on, making people wear gloves, making people wear masks. That was their costumes for the pandemic and so on. So we'll get to this in regards to Hurricane Milton, yeah? And I want to hurry this up. This is meant to be a quick video. It's already turned into a fucking long video, which I don't really like doing because most people turn off after like 5 minutes. So let's hurry this up. So yeah, Hurricane Milton, let's get to the Inception part. Hurricane Milton, the Inception part. You know, almost, I don't know, was it like, I think it started on the 7th. Yeah, again, that date, the 7th or the 10th. That's when the year before stuff started happening in regards to the Israel thing. But anyway, the Inception side of it. So they started flooding people's minds with all these scary images. You know, we had news reports, weather reports. No doubt people were getting text messages. People were probably getting emergency emails, emergency phone calls. Probably there were kind of all the road signage. I imagine in the area of Florida probably came up with warning signs. Evacuation is happening and so on and so on. So the mainstream media, also the alternative media and the emergency broadcast systems were putting the idea already into people's heads that it was going to be a Category 5 apocalyptic Armageddon style hurricane. And, you know, we had these classic phony kind of NASA or SpaceX or whatever the fuck they're called, images of, you know, this here, which is a magic circle when you think about it. You know, we had the governor, Ron DeSantis, turning up on a TV, doing like an emergency broadcast with obviously a military guy standing side of him. I'm sure at one point he had like a Navy guy standing over here, you know, the fact that the military getting involved. And on a side note, looking at the emblem of Florida, it looks like a double cross there. Am I stretching a bit here? I don't know. But yes, obviously it's the mast of this boat here, but it looks like a double cross. Let's look at a different picture. Is a more clearer picture? Is it a double cross there? Yeah. Not what it really means. The double cross doesn't really mean anything. It's just kind of like a little... winked me because I'm the one that saying that the head of the pyramid is called the XX and so on. That's my little thing I've put out into the world. So when I see it, it's just confirmation bias for me. It's a synchronicity for me. But yeah, that mast, it, you know, every I'm obviously don't do it anymore. I'm bored of doing it. But I've pointed out the double cross existing in symbols. Like, near enough every symbol. You can find a double cross everywhere. Anyway, I digress. Let's hurry this video up. Let's move on to the immersive. So, yeah, they mobilized the National Guard to provide relief for Hurricane Milton. So, of course, you would have had military costumes walking around, military vehicles driving up and down your street, of course, erecting tents and all this kind of business, right? So now you're ticking two boxes, aren't you? You've already had the Inception warfare. You've already had loads of scary graphics and images being inserted to your head via the mainstream media, weather and so on. And next you would have had this, the immersive, the costumes, the props, the set dressings, all being erected. Now imagine you're just trying to get on with your life and you see all this kind of stuff happening outside your house. You're going to start to take seriously the concept of a Category 5 Armageddon-esque hurricane coming your way, aren't you? Yeah? So this is, you get what I mean when I talk about the immersive. Because I can, you can smell, if you've ever been in the military, you can smell, weirdly enough, all military kind of equipment has a certain smell. You would have seen these people in their costumes walking around. You would have heard the giant fucking Humvees and armored vehicles driving up and down your street. Don't forget sirens. They were playing warning sirens all across Florida. You get what I'm talking about when I talk about 4D fully immersive theater. Set dressings, props and costumes. You know what I'm talking about. And then the information part. Information. Information. The masses began evacuating certain areas of Florida. I know the Tampa Bay area was meant to be where the hurricane was going to land. So yeah, man, information, everyone's evacuating. You've got a bit of a Q movement going on here. If you know my work, you know about the Q theory. So this is going to be a very real experience. For these people sitting in their cars, stuck in traffic, that's very real, yeah? You know, you're stuck in traffic. You're getting frustrated, you're getting hot under the collar, people are cutting up in front of you, you're probably dying for a piss, your kids are in the back getting all irritated, you've got your dog and your cat with you. Very, very stressful, very, very real. So for these people, forever in their memories, they will remember Hurricane Milton being an absolute horrendous time and very real. You know, you can't deny that that experience was very real for them. It was a Category 5 for them in regards to their experience. It is called Hurricane Milton. For a second, I thought, is it even called Hurricane Milton? Yeah, it is called Hurricane Milton. Yeah. I think in the end, it didn't even, I don't think Tampa Bay even got it that bad. I know the stadium there had the roof ripped off, but the roof was like some kind of weird plasticky material. It's not the end of the world, is it? It's not quite the fear and doom they projected. Also, you can't blame, if you know, if you've got kids, if you're like parents with kids, or you know, you've got an elderly relative, you can't blame them for being precautious, right? You know what I'm saying? We can't look at these guys as like fools for doing, you know, preparing for the worst. It's the same back in the Ukraine war. A lot of people were talking about Kiev. You know, there was something like allegedly 2 million people evacuated the Kiev region. And people were basically calling them like fraudsters and liars that are only coming to Europe to exploit the situation and get housing and free money and that. And I thought that was kind of a bit too much, because for them, you know, they didn't know that the war was a phony load of bullshit. They were watching the TV, they thought it was real. They were just trying to protect their families and stuff. We can't look at people, that the easily fooled, easily hypnotized individuals as as scumbags or something like that, yeah, we have to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Compassionate to the 99% of the world that, unfortunately, buy into this stuff, you know? They're emotionally driven and, you know, they feel they're doing the right thing. So, yeah, man, they're not the bad guys. They're just the victims of illusion warfare. But of course, this made it seem like a Category 5. Just quickly to wrap up, a few other interesting things I've seen observing this via the Black Mirror. A few days before Hurricane Milton, there was Helene. And the cleanup process apparently was a bit of a sham, a bit of a shit show. Now, I would say this was done deliberately. Because just in time for Hurricane Milton, there was... streets had nice piles of rubbish all lined up right in front of people's houses, ready for a Category 3 hurricane to slam it into the houses, making it look like a Category 5 hurricane. You get what I'm saying? I would say this was done by design. Yet again, the hidden hand at the top of pyramid working its way down through to a state level, and whoever is organizing the cleanup deliberately dragged their heels. So ready for Hurricane Milton, you had debris there ready to get flung around and smash up the place. In my opinion, that's very sinister. But this is almost like, if you remember back to the BLM riots, when mysteriously there were pallets of bricks that were appearing on street corners for the rioters and protesters to throw through windows. Who the fuck would put piles of bricks randomly on street corners where riots and protests are going to happen? Yeah, you're giving people props. You're giving the fiction the props that it needs. This is part of the immersive theatre. If you remember back to when I covered the riots in Paris in 2023, last year, whilst there was a massive civil unrest in France, especially Paris, conveniently, the rubbish men, the bin men, whatever you want to call them, the waste management department was on strike, meaning all throughout Paris there was massive piles of cardboard everywhere ready for someone to go light it on fire. And of course, when you're engineering a civil unrest, you've given people giant piles of cardboard to burn. Yeah, and those giant piles of cardboard burning creates an aesthetic. It creates a certain aesthetic to the environment that makes things look 10 times worse. Now you've got fire. You've got big blazing heaps of fire all throughout Paris. It made it look like Paris was on fire. Yet again, in my opinion, that's all by design. That was done deliberately. Someone at the very, very top of the pyramid sent the orders down the line to the point where it got to Paris and the... you know, whoever the, not organizations, the, whoever, you know, the people running, the bin men, the waste men, the, they decided to arrange a strike. At the same time, they announced the pension reforms, which triggered a load of riots and so on and so on. So whether or not it was, an agent provocateur setting those piles of cardboard on fire, or just an easily hypnotized member of the public in formation, live action role playing the riots and setting them alight, doesn't really matter, does it? Because at the end of the day, it made the aesthetic that Paris was on fire. Yeah, fully immersive 4D theater. And I'm going to wrap it up there. We live in a twilight world. There are no friends at dusk.